Good morning, everyone. I pray that you are all well. We have entered a new month, into a new month, by the grace of God. And I believe we can all testify of the faithfulness of God throughout this season. Even in our lowest moments, when we look closely, we can see that God's hand is very much still active, still at work in our lives. So today is Resurrection Day on the Christian calendar. We are indeed grateful for the fact that because Christ lives, we too can live. I want to thank everyone who has been listening week after week. I pray that you have been challenged to go deeper in your walk with God. So for the rest of this month, the month of April, we will be looking at the spiritual discipline of prayer. Now, spiritual disciplines are those practices found in scripture that promote spiritual growth among the believers of Christ. They are intended to build the muscles of our character and expand the breadth of our inner life. These are activities. They are not attitudes. They are things we do, like, for example, reading the Bible and praying. They are not character qualities. They are not graces. We do not get credit for doing them. No, we don't. They are not the fruit of the Spirit. They are simple things we do or should be doing as believers. I have decided to start with prayer, which I know is a challenge for many of us as Christians. There are so many literatures on the do's and the don'ts when it comes to prayer, and if we're not careful, prayer will become more of a ritual than an encounter with God. So I'm praying that as we go on this journey, you and I will become better at this activity. In Luke chapter 18 verse 1, Jesus said men ought always to pray. And when the disciples asked him to teach him how to pray, I am so grateful that Jesus didn't do the, you are big people, you should know how to pray. But he actually taught them how to pray. Now, a basic definition for prayer is communication with the Almighty God based on the relationship we have with Him. Richard Foster, in his book Celebration of Discipline, The Path to Spiritual Growth, stated that of all the spiritual disciplines, prayer is the most sensual because it ushers us into perpetual, this is never-ending or changing, communion with the Father. He says that meditation introduces us to the inner life. Fasting is an accompanying means. Study transforms our minds, but it is the discipline of prayer that brings us into the deepest and highest work of the human spirit. He said that to pray is to change. Prayer is a central avenue God uses to transform us. Remember that while God is in control and He's sovereign, He won't force anything on us. So as we pray, He responds. Foster continued to say that if we are unwilling to change, we will abandon prayer as a noticeable characteristic or activity of our lives. He says that when we pray, God slowly and graciously reveals to us our evasive actions and sets us free from them. In prayer, real prayer, and we'll talk about that next week, we begin to think God's thoughts after Him. We start to desire the things He desires. We start to love the things He loves. We start to will the things He wills. Progressively, which is over time and in stages, we are taught to see things from His point of view. I will close today with this statement from Dr. Roberts, author of The Amazing Life of the Disciple of God. No matter the other spiritual discipline one is engaged in, be it worshiping, fasting, meditating, and so forth, it is not possible for one to continue his walk with God without a life of prayer to God. If one desires to be close to God, he must be prayerful. As we enter this week, let us start by examining the status of our current prayer life. Is this an era that requires a little brush up? We will continue this journey next Sunday. God bless you. Have a great week.